Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization, the union that represents more than 100 deputies, deputy coroners, probation officers, and other law enforcement personnel, has announced its endorsement of Rex Bone for supervisor. The organization said they stand behind Bone's commitment to keeping Humboldt County a safe place to live, work, and raise a family. Bone responded that he was thrilled with the endorsement and hopes to be a supervisor the HDSO can be proud of. Bone is running for the 1st District Supervisor's seat to replace the retiring Jimmy Smith. Assemblymembers Wes Chesbrough and Jared Huffman from San Rafael have introduced the California State Parks Stewardship Act in an attempt to reshape the relationship between state parks and state government and to provide a blueprint to keep state parks from closing. The bill calls for the formation of a state compact that guarantees ongoing state funding for park operations, creates an enterprise fund for the construction and installation of fee collection technology to increase visitation revenue, creates a license plate from which revenues would go to support state parks, and provides an option for taxpayers to voluntarily purchase an annual state park pass when filing their taxes, and requires more transparency on how the state decides which parks should be closed. The Eureka Police Department conducted a sweep through Old Town today, and when all was said and done, 5 people had been arrested, and another 15 were cited for various violations of city codes. Officers target areas in Old Town after numerous complaints from businesses and residents about quality of life issues. Officers targeted unlawful camping, public intoxication, prostitution, and illegal dumping. During the sweep, more than 1,000 pounds of garbage was collected at several locations. Taken into custody were Donovan Powers, Robert Moon, Hamza Garay, Jillian Burke, and Christopher Morgan, all for probation violations. And the city of Eureka announced today that the new Fisherman's Terminal building has earned a gold certificate from the Green Building Council for its design and energy efficiency. The building was noted for the efficient use of recycled materials and salvaged wood, the use of solar power to offset energy use, low wattage lighting and effective insulation, and a low impact water system, among others. City Manager David Tyson said of the building and the recognition that it's gotten as a source of pride for the City Council, staff, and project team, and will serve the fishing industry in an energy-efficient manner for years to come. The building provides storage and refrigeration space for local fishermen, as well as space for retail and a cafe, while the surrounding areas were designed for outdoor events and activities in the waterfront area. And the California Highway Patrol wants to remind drivers that during winter on the North Coast, fog, rain, and wet roadways make driving a little more dangerous, and that when the weather forces you to turn on your windshield wipers, it's also time to turn on your headlights. Since 2008, the California Vehicle Code requires that when your windshield wipers are in continuous use, you must also have your headlights on to increase your visibility to other drivers. Garberville Area Commander Adam Yeager said that it's all about safety and making sure you are visible while on the road. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Citing the alarming increases in the cost of tuition and fees, state lawmakers have launched the Middle Class Scholarship Proposal to assist middle and lower income families and students to be able to afford the cost of college. The Middle Class Scholarship Program will cover students from families with an income below $150,000 per year, but who are not eligible for financial aid. The scholarship would be valued at $4,000 per year, and Speaker of the State Assembly, John Perez, the sponsor of the proposal, said that the cost of the scholarship could be fully funded by revoking a tax break for out-of-state corporations. The scholarships would be available to students attending either a UC campus or a CSU campus, and is included in 2 bills to be brought before the full legislature, one to approve the scholarship program and the other to revoke the tax break. And yesterday, Fortuna Police deployed several extra officers within the city under a special traffic enforcement grant. The officers were stationed at several intersections throughout Fortuna, and drivers found committing violations such as failing to stop at a stop sign or a red light were issued citations and or counseled on their driving behavior. The day's enforcement effort also resulted in the arrest of one driver for driving without a driver's license. The program is funded by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.